Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Banks are likely to see cash machine fraud rise unless steps are taken to improve their cash machine infrastructure, the European Network and Information Security Agency has warned. European banks in 22 countries lost a total of €485 million due to ATM fraud last year. Around €400 million of that fraud occurred outside the country where the card was issued, in countries where ATMs rely only on magnetic stripes to authorize transactions and do not check to see if cards have a special microchip. But machines are vulnerable in other ways, running unpatched commercial operating systems or having exposed power and network connections, leaving them vulnerable to eavesdropping and malware, the agency warned. Google has attempted to address European publishers' concerns about its book digitization project by offering them seats on the board of the organization managing payouts to copyright owners and promising not to digitize European works without consulting their publishers first. The company is still trying to convince a US court to let it go ahead with the settlement agreed with US publishers. Intel has pushed its Nehalem and microarchitecture into mainstream PCs with the release of its first Core i5 chip. The Core i5-750 is a quad-core processor aimed at multimedia desktop PCs. It runs at 2.66 GHz and draws 95 watts of power. The first Nehalem chips were the Core i7 processors, introduced last November for gaming desktops costing over $1,700. Intel has also launched Xeon server chips based on the same architecture. The Nehalem architecture offers faster access to memory and graphics cards, and in other chips can run 2 threads per core. The i5-750, however, is limited to 1 thread per core. Deutsche Telekom and France Telecom have begun exclusive negotiations to form a joint venture to run their respective UK mobile communications networks, T-Mobile UK and Orange UK. They said the combined company will have over 28 million customers, or around 37% of UK mobile subscribers, putting it ahead of current market leader O2, which has almost 21 million. The companies intend to close stores and transmitter sites to cut costs, but say remaining stores and transmitters will offer customers better service overall. They will put off a decision about which of the two brands to drop for at least 18 months, they said. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayer in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.